I don't haven't been preaching to you guys in a while, so I'm really excited to share the word of God with you.
But
before I start, I
just wanted to share a little encouragement that over the summer I've got to study the Bible with a lot of the international community, not the international, but the CCF community at our church.
在开始前跟你们分享一件这个值得鼓舞的事情，在暑假的时候，有很多的机会和这个CCF的弟兄姐妹有一起这个查考圣经的机会。And
I had the privilege to actually sit down with Rong Jian and Zhang Li and Chloe to just share, hear their 见证. And it was very encouraging to me.
同时我有这样的荣幸，在这个过程当中和这个毛老师还有这个Amy还有Chloe听他们自己信主的旧的见证。So
I feel really excited to share the word with you today.
所以让我今天在分享神的话的时候，特别感到特别的兴奋。So
yeah, let me open us in a word of prayer and we'll get started.
让我们开始的时候祷告，然后我们就进入今天的经文。
Heavenly Father,
天父,
Lord, I thank you again for this beautiful day.
再一次感谢你给我们这样子美好的一天。
Thank you for the weather being a little bit less stuffy.
感谢你让今天的 气候不是这么的 闷热。
Thank you for gathering so many brothers and sisters here safely.
也让许多弟兄姐妹安全的来到这个地方一起的聚集。
Lord, we especially thank you that you've given us this place to be able to worship you today.
特别谢谢你赐给我们一个地方，让我们可以一起聚集敬拜。
Lord, I also especially thank you for your Son Jesus, our Savior.
特别为你所赐耶稣基督你的儿子来感谢。
I thank you for the words of Mark here.
也谢谢你赐下这个马可福音的这里面的经文。
And the story of resurrection.
并且其中论到这个主的复活。
Father, I ask that you would empower myself and Uncle Ling Zhong.
请你加添能力给我和这个Uncle John
to proclaim your word faithfully.
能够这个忠心的、忠实的来分享你的话语。
May the word cut into the hearts of those gathered here.
愿你的话这个深入我们每一个人的心中。
So Lord, we give it to you. We thank you again.
把时间交托仰望在你的手中，感谢你。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名我们祷告。
So today we are at the very end of our series in Mark.
我们今天来到的经文是差不多是我们在讲马可福音这个系列的最后的一段。And
today what we're going to be looking at is Jesus' death and now what happens after his death.
我们今天要看到的是耶稣基督的死以及立即接着他死后所发生的事情。
And what we're looking at today is Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 8.
我们看到在马可福音的第16章第1节到第8节。
I want to explain to you a little bit of background.
让我告诉你们一些关于他的后面的这个背景的资料。
All the Gospels,
所有的福音在新约当中,
have an account of the women being the first to discover Jesus, his empty tomb on Easter.
都有这样子的记录，首先是这个妇女, 在这个空的坟墓里面见到了主。But
of these four accounts,
但在这个四个记录当中,
Mark's is probably the shortest.
马可福音的记载可能是其中最简短的。The
most concise.
最精致的。And
I think today in the message, what we'll see is the whole story of what Jesus does. We finally get the fullness of the story.
我们今天所要看的是这个关于耶稣基督这个复活他最简要的这个记载。And
so today I titled my sermon, The Unexpected Resurrection.
我今天的题目是这个出人意外的这个复活。And
what we're going to look at is three points.
我们今天所要看的有三个重点。First,
第一, an unexpected outcome that challenges our thinking.
挑战了我们的思想。Second
point is an unexpected conversation that transforms our feelings.
一个出人意外的对话，那改变了我们的感受。
And lastly, an unexpected resurrection that changes how we live our lives.
一个突然意外的复活, 那改变了我们的人生。
So let me take us to our first point today.
让我们首先看第一个, 这个要点。
Okay, an unexpected outcome that challenges our thinking.
一个突然意外的结局结果, 那挑战了我们的思想。
I know you guys don't know this.
我想你们可能不晓得这个事情。
But during this time, when Jesus was alive and when he died, around the same time, there was a ton of different messianic movements.
在耶稣死跟复活的他的时代的背景里面, 其实有许多不同的弥赛亚运动。
There's a lot of people that claim to be Messiah.
很多人都说他自己是弥赛亚。
And what happened was a lot of them did amazing things.
很多人也做了很多, 神奇的事情。
But when these messiahs died,
但是当这些弥赛亚, 死了以后,
their movement would completely stop. Nothing would happen after.
那些弥赛亚运动就消失了。So
out of all these messianic movements,
在这些,
why did one last?
在这些所有的这些弥赛亚运动当中, 只有一个, 延续下去。What
was so different about Christianity that it would be the only movement out of dozens, tons of them, that would last.
那么基督, 徒的这个信仰为什么如此特别成为了这其中一个唯一延续下来的呢?
And what I'll say to you today, what I invite you to consider is the idea of the resurrection. It's very different.
希望跟你们建议的这样子的看法 就是因为, 耶稣基督的复活是这个中间的关键。
No other movement was like this one.
没有其他的任何的弥赛亚运动 有这样子的要素.
Okay, now I know some of you don't have your Bibles, but if you do have your Bibles, I want you to look at it. Look at the text right before this. Mark chapter 15, verses 40 to 47.
如果你们有圣经的话，就请你们打开到马可福音, 就在我们今天看的十五章前面，十六章前面十五章的地方，从40节到47节的地方.
Yes, And also, I want you to take a look at today's text, too. And what I want you to notice is three instances within the space of eight verses.
就是要让你们看对照一下这一段经文跟我们今天所看这八节经文在短短的八节经文当中有三个 这样子的事件.
Yeah, it was in verse 40, 47, and verse 1, chapter 16. So chapter 15, 40 and 47.
在15章的第40节和第47节，然后才有第16章的第1节。
All three introduce the two Marys and Salome.
都提到了那两个玛利亚，还有撒罗米。
And you have to ask, why does Mark, in a span of eight verses, place three references to the same group of women three times?
你会想说为什么 在这个三处的经文, 短短的八节的这个过程当中, 这个马可要三次, 提到他们。
And I think, what I venture to guess, and I offer you guys a thought, is that the reason they did this is because these three women, when Mark was writing it, were still alive.
我想, 试着建议给你们的一个可能性, 就是说, 当马可在写这段经文的时候, 这三个人都还在世。
You see, Mark, when he was writing this testimony, he was gathering the stories of people like Peter, especially, but other people, like the women here.
所以马可在记录耶稣的生平的时候, 他从不同的人, 这个得到耶稣的生平, 最主要当然是彼得, 但是当然也有其他的人。
He didn't just do it here.
他不仅在这个地方是这样子做, 写。
In multiple places,
在许多不同的地方,
in Mark, he quotes different people.
马可会引用许多人的话。
One good example is verse chapter 15, verse 21 of Mark.
如果你们看，比方说十五章的第21节，
it says, you say in Chinese 就好了。21节，
请听我念。有一个古利奈人西门，就是亚历山大和鲁弗的父亲， 从乡下来经过那地方，他们就勉强他同去，好背着耶稣的十字架。
Okay, it says the father of Alexander and Rufus.
就是这个地方讲到亚历山大和鲁弗的父亲。
They say, why would you bring up Alexander Rufus for no reason?
为什么马可突然在这个地方把这些人的名字都提出来呢?
And I would guess it's because Simon probably had passed away already, but Alexander and Rufus, their children, had seen this happen or had heard about it. So they are the testimony to this story.
也许, 彼得那时候也许不在世，但是起码这也他想这些人都是当时发生事情的一个见证人。
And another one is just the example of Joseph of Arimathea. It constantly brings up his name and his title.
接下来还有这个一个叫做约瑟的。
But the reason I want to say this is because these were testimonies. These were important because if you have a historical truth you want to share with people, you want to have proof by having people to back it up, right?
因为这些人都是历史事件的见证人。如果你在记录一个事件，你就希望有这些人可以作为你的一个证据的基础。
But here's another thing to think about.
但是你也可以从另外一个事情来思考这件事情。
The use of women as witnesses.
他在这里用了妇女作为这个事件的见证人。
This is very counterintuitive.
这个其实在当时是非常反直觉，跟你第一直觉会不会这样子用。
This is not my view. It's not Uncle Jones' view.
这不是我，也不是 Uncle Jones 的这个看法。
But during that time, a woman's testimony was considered not worth anything. It was considered impermissible in court.
在当时的社会环境里面，这个女人的证词是在法庭里面不被视为有效力的。
So it's very counterintuitive that Mark would use the woman's testimony as all four Gospels would first say a woman had seen Jesus' resurrection.
所以不但是马可在四个福音书里面都用了都使用这两个妇女作为这个事件的见证人，最初的见证人。这个在当时来讲是一个违反直觉的一个做法。
Even a historian named Celsus,
即使是有另外一个这个历史学者叫做 Celsus,
what he said was this in Chinese. You say it in Chinese.
他是这样子说的，当这个论到这个有人从这个死里复活，让这个看见这个他所受的这个惩罚，那么他的手如何被刺穿？但是谁看见了呢？是几个这个神志不清或者是疯狂的这个女性，他们说也许是有一个人或those who are也许他们是在受了这个魔术所迷惑的。
So this historian is an anti-Christian intellectual early on.
这个是在早期这个批评反对这个基督教的这个有。这个知识分子
His opposition is because why would you use women?
他的基本的问题就是说你怎么会用妇女来作为这个事件的证人。
But that also kind of drives the validity of the text.
但是实际上他也证实了一件事情它的有效性。
And I think another question that arises about the resurrection is this question.
另外一个关于复活的问题是这样子。
Who believes in miracles? Who believes in resurrection anyway?
有谁真的会相信这个神迹呢
？You're like, oh, okay, it's because the people were in the past, so they're more likely to believe in resurrection because they're not as advanced as us today.
也许有人会说，两千年前他们这些人没有像我们今天这么进步，所以他们比较容易会去相信这些神迹。
But I would venture to say that that's kind of like historical, like snobbery.In the sense that we tend to think, we always look at the past as people are behind us. They're always slower, they're less advanced.
但是我必须这样子建议你们说，其实很多的时候我们回头这样子看，很多时候反映出我们自己的现代人的一种骄傲，觉得我们自己比当时的人更聪明。
They were just as unlikely to believe the resurrection too.
其实当时的人也是一样跟我们一样不会那么容易就去相信这个复活的事情。
But that's why Mark, in the story of Mark, he says it three times.
所以也是为什么马可福音马可在这个地方有三次这样子说。
Jesus three times predicts his resurrection.
耶稣基督自己预言了自己的复活。
Mark chapter 8 verse 31.
在马可福音八章三十一节。
Mark chapter 9 verse 31.
在第九章三十一节。
In Mark chapter 10 verse 34.
十章三十四节。
Jesus kept saying it.
耶稣都如此说。
And here's the thing. What happens when you read the text today in chapter 16? I want you to notice. Who shows up at the tombs first?
我今天你们看这个第十六章的经文的时候，我希望你们注意一下是谁先到了这个坟墓。
It's not the leaders of the church at that time that were there first.
不是那些教当时所谓教会领袖先到了坟墓.
Like every other messianic movement, the disciples gave up already. They stopped going.
就像其他的这些弥赛亚运动一样，当弥赛亚死了，这些自称是弥赛亚的人死了以后，他的门徒都跑光了.
That's not a very flattering image of the church leaders at that time.
对当时的这些教会的领袖来讲，这不是一个
When you read any historical document about famous generals, soldiers, do they talk about their weaknesses or they talk about their strengths?
如果你去看这些古代历史记录，讲到这些将军、领袖、国王的时候，你会看到他们的英勇的事迹呢，还是他们软弱的事迹？
It's always very flattering, right?
总是一些歌功颂德的话。
But here in Mark, it's not very pretty.
但是在马可福音这里的记载，对这些教会的领袖不是一个非常好看的一个故事。And
I want you to understand, the women here, though they look like they're doing the right thing, they didn't believe in the resurrection either.
如果你看今天的经文，这些妇女虽然她们可能做的事情也是对的，但是其实她们也不相信复活这件事情。Because
in verse 1,
因为如果看第一节的话,
they're bringing spices.
他们就带了香膏.
This is not to like make it smell good. They're trying to make it smell good because they thought the body was smelling bad.
因为他们去带了香膏，就是因为他们相信那个人死了以后，就需要用这个香膏把那个味道去掉，那不好的味道去掉.
You see, it was a sad task, but it's necessary. Their belief was that everything was over.
这是一个悲惨的一个叙述，但是却是必要的叙述，因为在当时他们这些人都已经觉得这个事情已经结束了。But
you know, it shows they don't even know, they're not even confident, because in verse 3, it says they're not even sure how they're going to access Jesus' body.
你可以看到他们是有很多的不确定。第三节，他们都不晓得要自己那些坟石头，这个挡住坟墓的石头要怎么样才能够滚开。
Because it says here, even it says, it was a very large stone in verse 4.
在第四节那里，他说就描述说那是石头是很大的。
So it wasn't something that they had purposely planned to do.
所以他们可能就没有事先预备好要去怎么来进行这件事情。
So let me explain again.
让我再试着描述一次。
The idea of resurrection was ridiculous to the people then as to us today.
我要说的是，这些复活的这个想法对当时的人来讲是无稽的一件事情，就跟我们今天的想法，今天的人想法是一样的。
For the Jewish people,
对犹太人来说,
the resurrection was something that was going to happen to Israel's faithful people.
这个复活是讲到这个 忠心的犹太人将来的结局。It
talked about the nation being resurrected.
想到是犹太国要被上帝所复兴。But
it never brought up the individual resurrection.
但却不会讲到一个人的复活。So
for the Jews, they would never have expected this to happen.
所以对犹太人来讲，他们不会预计这个事情的发生。
And the predominant worldview at that time there was the Greek worldview, the Roman worldview.
而在当时的主流的思想是希腊的思想。
Resurrection wasn't even a part of their ideas.
复活根本就不在他们的思考里面.
They thought that in the afterlife, when you die, your body goes to a nice place or to a different place. You have to cross by a boat.
他们很神话里故事里面讲到，他们人死了以后，灵魂要坐一个渡船到彼岸去.
You see, it's not much different from us today. It's hard to believe.
对复活都没有不信的。And
that's why when you look at the verses that follow, the angel, what he says is, hey, just as Jesus said, he has risen. He isn't here anymore. See, this is where he laid.
所以当他们后来看到这个天使跟他们讲说，这个耶稣，这个他已经复活不在这里的时候，这个是一件特别的事情。
And here's the question that you really have to take with you.
接下来这个问题你必须好好的思考。
What transforms the hearts of the disciples to believe with such an absolute faith that they are willing to give up everything for this?
到底是什么事情让这些门徒他们有一个完全的转变，以至于他们有一个对神的对耶稣的绝对的信心，让他们愿意放弃 他们的一切身家性命。
Whereas every other movement of fake Messiah died with the person that died. Why did this movement keep going?
为什么这一个弥赛亚运动能得以存留，而其他所有的弥赛亚的运动，当那些自称是弥赛亚死了以后，所有的故事都这个消失了。
Why would thousands and thousands, maybe even millions of people who profess to believe in Jesus Christ be willing to suffer so horrifically and to die so terribly for the faith?
为什么数以千计万计的后世后代的基督徒愿意为这样子的一个信仰抛弃他们的性命？
And what I'll invite you to understand today is that it is probably because they were honest about what they saw.
所以也许我要向你们的建议，给你们的建议是说，也许真的他们这些使徒们所做的见证是真的。
Despite it being completely antithetical, opposite to what they understood or believed.
虽然这样子的想法看法跟他们起初的看法跟想法是完全不协调的。
So that's my offer to you, my invitation to you today.
所以
as ridiculous, as unsensible as the resurrection may seem, something happened.
所以我要向你们建议的是说，虽然这个复活这件事情是如此不可思议，完全没有道不合理的一件事情但是but what?
Oh, I forgot what you said.
所以这件事情对他们来讲他们也能够相信。
Yes, yeah, yeah, that's really good. And so that's what I want to first, my first point today.
所以这是我要向首先要讲的第一点。
This text challenges the way you think.You're in your head.
这一段的经文对我们的思想提出了一个挑战。
And so the question now is, what happens to our hearts?
接下来的问题是说，那么它对我们的心思，我们的心有什么样的影响？
What I want you to look at now is the second section.
接下来就是要看这个第二段。
An unexpected outcome or conversation that transforms your feelings.
这个一个出乎意料的一个对话，那么改变了我们的思想跟感觉。
So what happens next, when we read here, is a young man dressed in a white robe, just sitting there, right?
接下来就看到他们有一个少年人穿着白袍坐在那个地方。
And what does he say?
他说了什么呢？
And then, what did you read that in Chinese?
Verse 6.
Yeah,
第六节。
Verse 6-7, yeah.
第七节。那个少年人对他们说：“不要惊恐，你们寻找那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣，他已经复活了，不在这里。请看安放他的地方。你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前所告诉你们的。”
Not only has Jesus resurrected, but he left them with a command.
他这个耶稣基督复活以后，他离开了那个坟墓但是他留下了一个命令。
He doesn't say, does he condemn them? The question is, does he condemn the people?
问题是说他有没有责备这些他的门徒。
Because you know what happened before this.
你知道这个事情之前在这之前所发生的事吗？
When Jesus was arrested, where did his disciples go?
当耶稣基督被捕的时候，他的门徒都去了哪里？
They all fled.
他们都跑掉了。
Especially one person who said he would fight and die for the Lord.
特别是其中有一个人，他说他自己到死都要跟随着主的这个。
Peter, right?
就是彼得。
He rejected Jesus 3 times.
他三次不认主。
And he ran away.
然后跑掉了。
And what I want you to understand today.
所以希望你今天能够明白的是。
Does he say like, you know what, I'm disappointed in you. You deserve to be punished.
耶稣有没有说我对你非常失望，你应该受一些惩罚。
No, he doesn't say that.
他并没有这样子说。
He says, go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee.
他这里说去告诉他的门徒和彼得到加在他在你们以前往加利利去。
Here's a question that always stuck me until I studied it today.
我一直对这里有一个疑问一直到我后来查考了这段经文。
Why does he say disciples go and then Peter's name specifically?
他为什么说 告诉门徒，然后接下来特别把彼得的名字列出来。
And I want you guys to understand that today, this text, it says a lot more about God's love in his heart than it says about the disciples.
这一段的经文所讲的上帝的爱多过讲到这些门徒。
You see what happens here is that up to this point, the disciples still believe everything relies on themselves.
一直到这一段经文之前都看见这些门徒他们凡事依靠自己。
Even Peter says, you know what? I'm going to stay by you. I'm going to be at your side. But even he fails. He runs for his life.
连彼得也是这样子。他虽然说我会与你到死都与你同跟着你，但是他后来也跑掉。
And you got to understand, Mark is written because of a bunch of testimonies. Mark didn't just sit down and go, oh, I think this is what Jesus said. He actually asked and interviewed a lot of people.
所以你要记得马可他不是凭空想象出这些故事来，他是根据许多人的这个访谈以后的所得到的这样子的资料。
And one of the people that he especially interviewed for the majority of Mark, Peter.
在马可福音里面绝大部分的资料的来源是彼得。
And that's why it's really powerful, because Peter knew he does not deserve to be there.
因为这非常重要，是因为彼得知道他自己实在是不配在上帝的
How could he be redeemed?
在他的面前。
He said he would be there for Jesus, and yet he failed and completely ran away.
他跟耶稣说我会跟至死来跟随你，但是他却跑掉。
How could God love Peter still after all this failure?
但是神怎么还能够这个爱一个这样子完全失败的彼得呢？
And I think that's the flaw of the disciples' thinking.
那也许就是彼得这些门徒们他们思考上的一个错误。
It is not your work, it is not Peter's work, it's not his actions that would earn God's love.
并不是这些门徒或彼得他们做什么能够赢得神的恩典。
It's not because he deserved God's love or he even earned it, but it was completely by God's grace.
不是他们配得神的恩典，而完全是自己神的主动的施恩。
It's not I obey God, so therefore He accepts me. It's not like because I do the right thing, God, I deserve a Disneyland pass to go to heaven.
不是因为好像我们因为遵行神的话，以至于我们就赚得了进这个迪士尼乐园的门票。
It's because I am accepted by the grace of God through Jesus Christ.
因为我们是借着耶稣基督的这个恩典，我们被神所接纳。
Therefore, I respond. In obedience and worship.
因此我们才以顺服来回应这个恩典的呼召。
You see, let me share a little bit personally about my life.
让我分享一些关于我自己的个人的生活。
When I came to Christ,
当我认识主的时候，
when God found me,
当神找到我的时候，
it wasn't because I deserved him.
不是因为我配得神的这个寻找。
To be very truthful, I was at the very bottom. Of a very dark hole.
实话实说，我那时候是在人生的谷底。
And I basically was about to give up.
我基本上就要放弃了。
I did not deserve his love.
我并不配得他的爱。
I could offer nothing to God that was worth anything.
我所能够提，我没有，我无法提供任何东西来得神的欢喜。
To my loved ones, to myself, my life was a failure.
对。我所爱的人，对我四周的人，我的生活基本上就是一个失败。
And yet, the day I heard Jesus died for me, I didn't understand why he would love me so much that he would initiate love to an undeserving person like me.
所以当我听到神耶稣基督爱我们的时候，我不能够明白为什么耶稣基督会爱一个像我们这样，像我这样子的毫无益处的人。
You have to understand, it's grace that saves.
你要记得是恩典借着我们的信，我们得蒙救赎。
It's not by what I do that gets my acceptance in God's relationship.
而不是我们所做的，使得神能够因此而接纳我们。
And what I want you to understand is when this person in white, what he says to the girls, to Mary, the Marys and Salome, is what Jesus is basically saying here is this to Peter.
所以借着这个年轻人对玛利亚跟这个撒罗米的说法，神实际上也告诉彼得。
I know what you did.
他说我知道你做了什么事。
Even you, I love you still.
但是即使如此，我还是爱你。
And I want to still meet you.
我还是要与你相见。
Salvation is not above you.
这个救恩啊，并没有啊离开你。
Peter.
你彼得，彼得你。
This should drive you closer to God.
这个能够让你啊推啊催促你更靠近神。
This is why the question I'm going to ask you today, you need to be honest, okay? Because this whole today, the whole text I'm talking about, everything requires you to be truthful about the resurrection to you.
所以我要问你一个问题，但是你必须很诚实，因为今天的经文完全啊依赖你对这个经文一个诚实的一个反应。
How many of us here believe that we do not deserve God's love?
有多少人会认为我们自己是不配得啊神的爱的？
If you said inside, you don't have to raise your hand, but if you said, I don't deserve it, I think it's good you understand that, because you don't deserve it.
我不用你举手，但是如果你心里面说，我的确不配神的爱，那么你就对了，我们的确都不配得神的爱。
Including me.
也包括我在内。
But that is why his grace is so precious, it's so rich.
也因此他的恩典是如此的宝贵，是如此的宝贵。
Yeah, it, as it changes the way you understand God,It's like a seed planted in deep soil.
也就改变了我们对神的看法，好像一个种子种在我们的心里。
It starts to grow.
开始生长。
It starts to bear fruit.
它开始结果。
It changes the way you do everything.
改变了我们行事为人的各样的行事为人的方法。
It teaches you how to love people that you could never ever possibly love before.
让我们开始学会去爱那些我们从来没有办法去喜欢的人。
It tells you the importance of selflessness rather than selfishness.
让我们知道什么是不自私的人。
And so I wanted to share another story. Today I have a lot of stories, so I'm sorry. It won't be too bad. They're all personal stories, okay?
接下来要再分享另外一个故事，虽然分享很多故事。
Some of you here know me for long enough, but most of you here don't know. Actually, almost everybody here doesn't know me from way back.
所以很多人虽然认识我，但很可能不晓得我。早期的故事。
A lot of my friends from high school and even early college.
很多我以前高中的同学，甚至大学的刚开始早期的大学同学
，are always surprised that I say I'm a pastor today.
对我现在跟他们讲说，我现在是一个牧师，都会觉得很诧，很讶异。
Even my family members think so.
包括我的家人在内。
Because I am not a loving person.
我不是一个非常有爱心的人。
And I'm very messed up. Like I'm really.Like mean.
我其实是一个非常刻薄的一个人。
I think some of the little kids, when we're playing like Foursquare, they could tell because when I play to win, right?
如果这个玩这个推打球的游戏是四方游戏的这个打推球的这个游戏，跟我玩的人就知道我非常想要赢。
But my little brother, he's also a Christian. He shared this with me recently.
最近我的弟弟他也是一个基督徒，跟我分享这件事情。
You know, Helicon, I know you've changed.
他说 ，Helicon， 我知道你改变了。
I was like, why? I don't.
他说你怎么知？我说你怎么知道
？He said it's because the way you love people has changed.
他说因为你爱人的方法改变了。
Because my brother and I are really good friends. We talk about a lot of what I struggle with.
我和我的弟弟这个很好，很要好。我们常常分享我们所碰到的挣扎。
And what he pointed out to me was that when I was younger, I was just about me. It was just like this.
所以他讲说我小时候我就是。完全以我自我为中心。
And then when I became a Christian, I was young, I started to love the people at church.
当我年轻成为基督徒刚开始的时候，我开始学会爱这个教会里面的人。
That's like you guys, okay?
就是爱你们。
And then there was a period then when God introduced international students to me.
有一段时间神也把这个国际学生放在我的生命当中。
That's like Camby.
就像 Camby 这样子的。
Sorry, Camby, I'll use you as an example. And then after that, I was reading the Bible and said, God loves the widows, the orphans.
接下来圣经，我读圣经的时候看见这个要爱这个寡妇跟孤儿。
So I was like, I don't know any orphans at church, but I do know some widows.
所以我看见，我不认识什么孤儿，但是在教会里面有这些寡妇。
And so one of the widows at our church was 何师母。
其中的一位就是何师母。
And she was became really my closest friends.
所以我们就成了要好的朋友。
And so, and there a few years later, it was a different community. It was the same sex community.
接下来就有一些人，他们就是这个同性恋的团体。
It was the homeless community.
或者是这个无家可归人的团体。
So now when I see topics like race or like Syria, things that are suffering, people suffering in the world, I get really heartbroken for it. I actually cry a lot.
所以现在，所以我有时候这个开始接触到这些世界上讲到这些不同的受逼迫的这些人群，我都会痛哭。
Trust me, guys, I'm still a messed up person.
请你相信我还是一样的，这个生命里面许多的一团糟。
Something about God's heart, love for me, and the more I learned about Him, the more I spend time with Him, changes the way I think.
但是当我与神更多在一起的时候，神就改变了我的生命。
In the same way, when you're with someone,
就好像你跟一个人常在一起的时候,
like a boyfriend, girlfriend, or husband or wife,
不管是夫妻也好，或者是男女朋友也好,
you start to love what they love.
你开始爱他们所爱的东西,
or at least get interested.
起码开始有兴趣.
That's because we love the things of the person we love. Like we love God, then we learn to love what He loves.
我们就开始喜欢他们所喜欢的.
And so what I bring this back to is God's love for us.
我现在回来就是要讲神对我们的爱.
Because the resurrection, what it shows is that the story of Jesus is not just that Jesus took our sins and He died for it.
所以耶稣基督复活的故事，它不单只是讲说耶稣死在十字架上代替了我们的罪。
He didn't just die for it, it was stories over.
然后他死了，故事就结束了。
That's half the story.
那只是一半的故事。
Second half of the story is a story of hope, of life.
这个故事的后半场是讲到这个一个盼望。
When He resurrects, what it means for us?
当他复活的时候，对我们有什么意义呢？
Is not only that our sins have been paid for, and that He has died for our sins, but that we have a life now to live in God.
不但是他为我们的罪付上了这个赎价，他也给我们一个新生活的盼望，our
sins,
生命的盼望。Our
imperfections no longer separate us from living a life fully for God.
我们的罪和不完全不再让我们与上帝中间，把我们与上帝隔开。Because
that grace shows us that redemption is for all of us.
因为那个恩典是要我们所有的人选择了我们所有的人。
Okay, so that was the second point. I'm sorry, a little long.
第二个，这是我说的。
You guys are following. Are you guys following?
是不是还？
Okay. We should like, do jumping jacks. I've been doing a lot of exercise lately, so I'm excited about jumping jacks. But you don't have to do that, don't worry. Okay, so my last point today.
第三点。
An unexpected resurrection that challenges our life.
这个一个出人意外的复活改变我们的生命。
And I think today, go back. Sorry, go back. Hold on. Is this the one? Is that the next one? Go next slide. Okay, just leave it there. It's okay. Actually, just go back to the last one. Sorry. An unexpected resurrection that changes how we live.
这个一个突然意外的复活改变了我们的人生.
Verse 6. What the man in white says,
第六节那个地方，穿白衣的人说,
he says, don't be scared.
他说不要惊恐。
You seek Jesus.
你们在找那个耶稣。
Go tell his disciples and Peter that he's going before you to Galilee. He's going to meet you there.
你可以告诉那些门徒跟彼得说，他已经先往加利利去了，要在那里跟你们碰面。
And I think the reaction that the women have is exactly the reaction we tend to have as Christians.
妇女的反应跟我们一般基督徒的反应也是一样的。What
happens when you hear about the resurrection? When you hear about the gospel, what are you supposed to do?
你听到这个复活的这个福音的时候，你应该是怎么样有反应呢？
We say we're supposed to do something courageous.
我们说我们应该因此得到大的勇气。But
let's be honest.
但是我们诚实的来看这一段经文。
We're like the women here too.
我们就也像这里的妇女一样。
We freak out.
我们就惊恐。
And we run off.
我们就逃跑。
I think actually later on, what you see, it does happen, but the women do, I think, end up telling the men about it.
当然了，后来我们看见这些妇女的确也去告诉了这些门徒。
But why are we so afraid to tell other people about the resurrection?
害怕告诉别人这个关于这个复活的好消息呢？
About Jesus Christ.
关于耶稣基督呢？
Here's the reason why.
这是原因.
If you guys really want to know the heart of why, there's two things. So I'm going to summarize it for you.
这其中的核心我用两点来做一个,
They're all like the same point.
他们基本上是都有同样的一个要点.
It's because fear is often what drives our faith 因为, rather than God's love.
因为通常是那个恐惧, 来推动我们的信仰, 而不是神的爱.
We're afraid to confront difficult issues in our lives, confront difficult people in our lives.
我们常常, 对于, 来面对我们的四周的环境跟人物, 是存着恐惧的心.
We're afraid of suffering, so we avoid it.
我们因为, 怕这个受苦, 所以我们就避免.
We don't like to talk about death.
我们不去谈死亡.
We're afraid of loss.
我们, 害怕 这个失去我们所爱的人,
We're afraid of illnesses.
我们害怕疾病,
physical disabilities.
这个肉体上的残疾,
and especially, we are afraid of how we are perceived by those around us.
我们特别是也很, 在意我们四周人对我们的,
We fear, we fear the effect it has on our 皮夹, our wallets.
我们害怕这样子的事情, 会怎么影响我们的财富。
And we also just ultimately fear for our personal sake, our comfort.
至终的我们也害怕这些的事情会对我们个人的生命安全有什么影响.
So we're afraid of all these things.
所以我们对这些事情各式各样的事情都感到害怕.
We're not motivated by love.
我们不是, 这个, 因为爱而被爱来所驱动.
But here's the real reason that's under all of it.
但是这其中底层的, 最底层的原因是这样子.
It's because we believe that this world, this one time we live, is all that we ever will have.
因为我们基本上相信我们所活的这一世是我们唯一拥有的东西.
That's why we're afraid to take opportunities.
所以我们就不愿意去, 来, 这个, 尝试新的机会.
We were afraid to lose our reputation.
我们怕会, 损失我们的名誉,
our resources.
我们的资产,
because
资源,
we believe that if we lose it, we'll never get it back.
因为我们怕一旦失去, 我们再也得不回来。
I think that's our real fear.
我想这是我们真正的恐惧。
I was going to read you this long quote.
我本来要把这个长的这个, 这个引言, 念给你们听。
It's way too long. So I'll summarize for you.
我就这样子来, 总结给你们听。
So recently, this blog post, this is from 2012, resurfaced. People are talking about it.
这是最近2012年, 的一个, 网上的一个, 这个,
This man named Linz Reading.
一段话, 这个人叫做, I'm sorry, say it again.
Linz Reading.
他叫做 Linz, Reading.
He wrote a blog post called A Short Lesson in Perspective.
他讲到, 这个一个简短的观点。
So he was a very active... He was a very well-known art director.
他是一个很有名的艺术的, 这个, 总监,
for advertisements.
在一个, 这个, 广告公司里面.
This was his last post before he died of cancer. Inoperable esophageal cancer at 52.
他这是在他52岁, 因为食道癌过世之前, 他最后的一个, 这个在网上的,
basically what he said was, I gave my life to my work. I thought that was the most important thing.
基本上他是说我把我一生都放在我的事业上面。
My family time, every personal time, I used it for work.
我的个人，我的家庭的时间，我全部投入在这个工作上。
The reality was it was just moving product around.
但是看起来最终也只是把一些产品从这里搬到那里而已。
It had some benefit.
他说有一些好处。
But was it really worth it?
但是是不是真的值得呢？
And he said, honestly, it wasn't.
他说其实认真说起来并不值得。
You see, I think that's how we live life.
我想这也是很多的时候我们过我们日常生活的方式。
When you don't have the resurrection as your perspective,
当我们没有一个复活的思想, 在我们的心里的时候,
all our life we live is today.
我们所有的只是今天。
Because really there's no tomorrow.
因为我们没有明天。
So that's why we continuously pursue everything but God.
所以我们尽情的来追寻这世上的一切, 因为我们没有神。
That's why Christian faith is so special.
那也因此, 基督徒的一个思, 这个信仰是非常的宝贵。
No other faith offers a promise like this.
并没有其他的信仰给我们这样子的一个应许。
No other offers a resurrection
没有一个信仰啊，给我们一个啊复活的啊这个盼望。
See, even TV shows,
即使这些电视影集
，I'm a big TV show guy.
我是很喜欢这个电视影集，其中有这个叫做《僵尸们》。
Yeah, 僵尸 is like vampire kind of, but it's good, close enough, close enough. We our society likes to talk about what happens next.
我们的社会其实也想要，也喜欢讨论人死了以后是什么样子。
And it says it's very hopeless. It's always dark.
那个总是一个不好的一个后果。
See, because that's all they live for.
因为这是今天人他们所唯一能够活着的方式，因为在这些故事里面是没有复活在其中。
The resurrection is proof that God loves this world. Every other faith offers salvation as an escape, but only God offers it to renew creation and existence.
复活是这个上帝表明向我们的爱的一个方法。其他的宗教用这个救赎来让人得到一个逃避的方法，而基督教的救赎是给我们一个新的生命。
This is what motivates us as Christians to love this world, to engage it, to make a difference in this world.
所以这个信仰给我们一个新的生活，让我们能够重新和这个世界有一个联系。
This is why God hates disease. He hates poverty. He hates hunger. He hates oppression.
所以神他并不喜欢饥饿这个逼迫这个贫穷疾病。
This resurrection, what it does is it overturns this.
而复活它是把这些事情翻转过来的一个方法。
You see, we try so hard to live our own story, but the story that we write for ourselves is so bad, we are ashamed of it.
我们是努力的为我们的人生过一个我们自己所勾画的人生，但是它的结果它的内容却是如此的糟糕。
What God says today,
神在这个地方今天是这样子说
is that His story,
他的故事也可以成为你的人生的故事。
You no longer have to write your own story that's not perfect.
你不再需要来自己勾画你这个不完美的人生。
Because your story, when it's written into God's story, becomes part of His story.
因为当你把自己的故事写在他的故事里面的时候，就成了他的一部分。
And we know His story ends in life.
我们知道他的故事是如何的结局。
It ends in hope.
有什么结局？是一个有盼望的结局。
So today I want to close with some thoughts.
让我最后用一些值得思考的事情来做结束。
Where are you today?
你今天在什么地方？
Because you have to ask yourself, are you living with a life that believes that death is it?
你是否还在一个生活在这种的思想里面，认为死亡就结束了一切？
It's so sad.
那是非常悲惨的事情。
And I want to say, you might accomplish a lot.
我必须说，也许你可以在一生当中完成很多事情。
But I don't think you'll have ever accomplished as much as the next guy I will introduce to you.
但是你绝对不可能像我接下来要讲的这个人，你像他有这么有成就。
You guys know who Marcus Persson is?
你不晓得，你知不知道这个人叫做这个人是谁？叫 Marcus.
This is interactive.
Person.
You guys want to guess? Anybody want to guess?
要不要猜这个人是谁？
If you're smart, you're not smart. If you're a gamer, you know.
如果你是一个玩游戏玩电脑游戏的人
，So a lot of you here are older generation. You don't know this.
你们这些老一辈的人可能都不晓得这个人。
But he was one of the creators of this game.
他是这个游戏的这个创办人。
Who knows this game now? Okay, most older people
don't.
But you do, right?
只有几个人。
Who knows? Yeah. So true. This game, Minecraft, he sold it to Microsoft for $2.7 billion recently.
他把这个游戏卖给 Microsoft $2 billion.
$2.7 billion.
Million.
Billion.
Billion. 2.7 billion. Billion. 是中文是多少
And he just bought a house for $70 million. $70 million house. That's ridiculous. I can't even think of that number.
Oh, I forgot again. How many?
$70 million.
70个百万。他刚买了一个房子是7000万。
How big is the house for $70 million? You know?
你那个房子大概多大？你可以想
象。You're one person. How do you live there? I mean, the whole church could live there probably.
他一个人住那个，你可以想象整个教会都可以住在里面。
And last week when I was preparing the sermon.
当我上个礼拜在预备这个经文的讲道的时候
August 29th, he posted two tweets.
August 29th, 8月29号他有两个推特的
What do you read that?
消息。 他说, the problem was getting everything. 他说, 当你获得一切的东西的问题就是, 这个, 你不再可能, 这个, 与其他人有任何的这个, 互动, 因为这中间有一个不完, 不可能的一个不平衡在其中。 第二个他讲到说呢, 在这个一个岛叫做Ibiza, 在地中海的一个岛和这些有名的人和朋友, 在那边就聚集, 然后在那边, 开派对, 这个可以做我所要做的任何的事情, 但是我却从来没有, 我在那个地方是这样子, 但是我却, 没有, 我却感受到从来没有感受到的那种孤独。
Okay, so he actually wrote a lot of other stuff. It's not appropriate. The language is a lot worse.
他其实写了很多里面的话，其实不太合适在公众当中 这个打出来。
But what I'll say is this: this man has accomplished more than almost anyone here.
我想这个人他可能在比起我们所有人来讲，他可能是
I mean,
最有成就的一个了。
In the sense that he has so much more money than all of us.
我要就说他可能说起来是我们当中最有钱的一个，这样子说好了。
And you know, for us, money is important.
对我来讲，钱很重要。
But you see how lonely he is, how sad it is.
但是你可以看见他自己 多么孤独的一个写照。
So today, again, I want to re-invite you to consider what does it mean to live for Jesus?
所以我今天要再一次邀请你思考什么是为主而活。
When we live lives of resurrection hope.
我们活着一个 有
What is your life, your story, and just here, and it's over?
这个还是我们的生命只有今日没有只有今夕没有明朝。
And I always wonder why, according to most historians, they say this is very questionable. At the end of chapter 8, or chapter 16, verse 8, is this the end? Because verses 9 to 20 are considered, they're not sure if it's original, because they think it's been lost, the original.
这个第九节以后，其实有些争议，到底在古卷里面到底有没有？所以，也许这个复活的故事就已经是马可福音的最后。And
what I'll say here today is this: God's story is not finished because God's work here is not finished.
神的故事并还没有一个完结篇，因为神的故事在今天还继续的展开。How
will you live now?
你现在要怎么样来过这个生活
？As people that are dying.
是只是活着像面向死亡的一群人吗？
Or as people that truly live.
还是像一群真正活着的人？
Okay. And I'm going to close with a story, a very personal story.
我用这个一个个人的故事来做结束。
This last week, or week and a half ago, a good friend of mine from college, he didn't know me as a Christian before, so we were not Christians when we were together.
一个半礼拜以前，我大学的一个同学，他之前并不晓得我是这个基督徒。So
him and I, we always fight. We're good friends, but we like to argue about a lot of things.
我们是好朋友，但是我们常常有争执，争论。
He's from a Jewish background.
他是从这个犹太人，他是一个犹太人。And
I'm, of course, Chinese.
我是中国人。So
we have the funniest conversations about music, about sports. He loves sports. We talk about sports. So whenever we talk about faith, though, it's a fight. It's a very hearty discussion. And about a week ago, he calls me.
一个礼拜以前，他打电话给我。
He says, Helicon, I got to talk to you.
他说, Helicon, 我一定要跟你讲。
I have a lot of questions.
我有很多的问题。
I was like, oh, man. Is it about the Clippers? Because I don't want to hear about the Clippers.
不晓得是不是跟运动有关系。那 Clippers 这个队
yeah, ，I'm a Warriors fan. He's a Clippers fan. We always argue.
Okay? 因为我是那个 Warrior 这个队的这个粉丝，他是 Clipper 的粉丝。
So I was like, oh man. So I went to see him.
所以我就去看他。我说，哎呦，糟糕了。
And then he said,
他说
Did you hear about Jimmy Carter?
你有没有听到这个人叫做 Jimmy Carter 这个人
？So he was our president many years ago.
他是我们
U.S. president
多年以前的一个总统。
He's a very devoted Christian.
他也是一个非常 敬虔的一个
recently
基督徒。
They found out he had cancer.
最近 发现他有这个癌症。
And he was about to die.
他 就快要死了。
And he has a press conference.
所以他就有一个这个 记者会.
And my friend basically said to me was, wow, this guy's words in his press conference so moved me.
我的那个朋友说,哇,他在这个记者会里面所说的话,
he said, I'm not afraid to, he's not afraid to die.
他完全不在乎死亡.
And I invite you to go look for it. This is a very fantastic story.
这是一个很有非常好的一个见证, 如果有空的话,
he basically says, I'm not afraid to die. I've lived a good life.
他基本上就说, 我不怕死亡, 我有一个很好的生命。
I'm surrounded by people I love.
我四周也有爱我的人。
And that so disturbed my friend. He went and read his biography.
因为这事情对我的朋友有如此大的震撼, 所以他就去读了他的传记。
And he shared with me was,
所以他与我分享的是,
what is this verse, Bible verses say? He points to 1 Corinthians 13.
所以他想要问我这个哥林多前书, 第13章的一段经文。
And I was like, before he said that, I was like, oh my gosh, he's going to make me read the Bible with him, and then he's going to argue with me.
我就想说糟糕了,他又要我这个读一段圣经, 然后跟我辩论。
Because I have little faith. I have little faith.
因为我的信心实在是很小。
But fortunately,
但是很幸运的是,
about a month ago, I prepared a wedding sermon on 1 Corinthians 13.
一个月以前,我在一个婚礼中证婚,用了这个哥林多前书13章。
So I did a lot of research on this text.
所以我那一段经文,我花了很多时间来研读。
So instead I was like, thank God.
我说,感谢神。
I sound like an expert.
我现在是这段经文的专家了。
But then he said to me,
但是他就跟我说,
so we had a conversation about life.
我们就谈论到, 关于人生,
what is this about? What is this love about? What is this all about?
这个爱到底是怎么一回事情?
Jimmy Carter's testimony, 在, the way he was about to face death, so moved my friend who isn't a Christian.
在Jimmy Carter他的见证里面, 非常的感动我的这个朋友,
that he wanted to know 他, what this
他不是基督徒,
is about.
他想要知道这个爱是什么。
Okay, before I forget, the funny part is why we argue a lot. It's because I wanted to be a lawyer. He actually is a lawyer. So we tend to argue about legal stuff, whatever. We just argue about everything. So it's fun.
Yeah, 我之所以跟他常有这个争执,就是因为 我是希望自己成为一个,以前想要成为律师,而他是真正的一个律师, 所以我们常常就为了很多法律的东西来争辩。
Because Jimmy Carter's testimony was one of life, of hope.
因为Jim Carter他的这个, 人生的故事是一个关于爱与盼望的人生。
And it reflected his faith in his Savior, Jesus Christ.
反映出他的信仰和他对耶稣基督的一个, 这个, 认识。
And so, that's the question today. How will you answer to the resurrection story?
所以今天的问题是你对这个, 复活的这故事, 你会有什么样的, 回应呢?
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father God, thank you again for today.
再一次谢谢你。
Thank you for this opportunity to gather as a family.
能够再一次像家人一样我们团聚在这里。
Thank you for this opportunity today as a family to take communion together.
能够像家人一样我们在这个地方, 一起共用这个圣餐。
I pray that as we remember the resurrection, we remember the hope of you and why we take the communion.
也借着这样的机会, 我们纪念, 为什么我们有这样子的复活, 以及为什么我们在, 一起, 来到主的, 主的纪念桌子前面。
So, thank you so much for today.
为今天献上, 诸多的感谢。
I pray we won't live lives of hopelessness, but with hope.
盼望我们不会过着一个没有盼望的, 生命, 而是蛮有盼望的一个生命。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名我们这样祷告。
Resurrection, oh, beauty. So, I guess we're going to take beauty now.